This is the O Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the first ever O Review Podcast. I'm Tim, O Review named Sparrow. And if you've never been to the O Review before, if you've got this from iTunes or something, you can visit us at o-review.com. And it is a haven for all things Oakley. We have a database of everything Oakley ever made, a forum, chat, everything. Everything you could ever want, including users' galleries, all sorts. You should have a look at some of the collections on there. So if you're joining us from iTunes, then do come along, have a play, have a look on the discussion forums, write some reviews, and join up. Hopefully you'll find it a nice place to be. Anyway, this is the first ever podcast. For those of you that don't know that much about podcasts, you can get it off o-review.com in a few ways. We're offering the podcast on an RSS read. If you want to get it through iTunes or other software like that, then you can do so and automatically update whenever we update the podcast. So then you can download it onto your portable device like that, nice and quick. We're offering it streaming off the website, so it just comes up in a little pop-up window, or we are offering it as a download straight to your computer, so you can listen to it, add it to your playlists, and whenever you want, basically. So that's the podcast. So it's not just for iPods, for those of you who don't know. Okay, so that's basically the housekeeping done. If you've got any questions, then go to the discussion forums at o-review.com, and we'll have a special thread there for each podcast we do where you can put all your comments, questions, and stuff. And if you want to volunteer to do features for future podcasts, then you can do that as well there. Okay, so coming up in today's Overview podcast, we have the latest Oakley news. This week, Dan is looking at the latest women's releases. Very exciting there. We've also got a nice review by Dan of the 5.3.0, one of Oakley's latest releases there. And two special features this week, one from Lee about the grip era of Oakley, how they started out, and one from Eric about the build-to-order program that Oakley has to offer. So that's basically this week's podcast. We'll get straight down to it. Here is the latest Oakley news with Dan.
This is the O Review.
Oakley is heavily investing in the ladies market right now with three new women's glasses, as well as a special website dedicated to all of the ladies' products at oakleywomen.com. First, and least expensive of the new releases, is the Grapevine, an O-Matter frame in cream, grape, polished black, and rust. They're essentially an Oakley take on the current trend in the women's sunglasses market for larger lenses and sleek frames. Next up is the Script, distinctive by the fact that each acetate frame is made up of three different color layers. Combine this with the funky color combos, cappuccino, cherry on top, green tortoise, pink, and black, plus the availability of both black and brown gradient lenses, and these should prove to be an extremely popular model. Finally, we have the Dart. Shaped in the style of the Riddle and built from the C5 alloy, making them both light and durable, but maintaining a distinctive look, the colorways are not as wide-ranging as on the Script, with berry, polished black, polished gold, and slate being the options, though the metallic look of these new colors, plus the distinctive single-lens shape, is likely to help increase sales. It's important to note that all of these exclusive women's releases will come with a white faux-leather soft vault included, just another addition to show how committed Oakley is to ensuring that these will be top sellers and establish a foothold for the company in the ladies' sunglass market. Reaction on the O-Review to the new releases has been very favorable from both male and female members, and it seems that the future looks bright for future models on the women's side. Remember, you can check out all the details and images of these models by going to the catalog at o-review.com.
O-Review. So there's the news. I hope you enjoyed that, and those women's models sound pretty classy to me. And they're out March the 15th for the US, and for the UK on the 3rd of April. There's more Oakley news on the podcast next month, and in the meantime, do check out the news section on o-review.com and the discussion forums there for all the latest gossip as well. Okay, next up, it's the monthly review feature, and this month we've gone for the 5.3.0, seeing as it's already proving to be a very popular model. And here's Dan with the review.
O-Review. The Oakley 5.3.0 is Oakley's latest release. Despite coming out in the holiday season, it is considered a 2006 release. The design, which differs from the 5 and the 5.2.0, is now based on the gas can design. Due to this fact, there is no unobtainium on the ear stems. This doesn't help keep them on your head, but it does help keep the price down. The black, brown smoke, and cinder red models are the cheapest, with the crystal blue and the dark gray coming in slightly higher. The two polarized models come in brown tortoise and crystal black. Reviews of the 5.3.0 have been favorable, and the O-Review has given it a 4 out of 5.
O-Review.
Great review there from Dan on the 5.3.0, and I've got a pair of those myself in crystal blue, and they are very, very nice sunglasses. So get down to your OPD or O store, check them out, and see just how good they are. Just to tell you, a great feature on the O review that you might not know about if you haven't been there, or even if you have been there before, it's the glasses at a glance section, which is a great, great little timeline of every single pair of glasses that Oakley ever produced. It's a real photograph from a user's collection in there, and they're all ordered by their year of release, so it's a great way to have a look, see when your Oakleys were made, see which models from the past you might want to buy, things like that. It's a great little Oakley resource there. So check that out. It's the glasses at a glance section at o-review.com. Now, every month we're planning on having some in-depth features on particular Oakley things, and this time Eric, O-Review name The Vault, has produced a great piece on Oakley's BTO program. O-Review. BTO stands for Build to Order. It's a program that Oakley started a while back to allow people to customise their own frames. There are no refunds or exchanges on BTO frames, and the programme first started with a racing jacket, half jacket, and M frames, pro and regular. So, how does BTO work? It's pretty simple. You choose the frame and the lens you want, easy as that. You even get to choose the colour of your nose piece on the M frames, and certain choices of colour of the icon on the half jacket and the M frame, like a silver or orange icon, for example. Also, since you choose the type of lens, like regular or XLJ on the half jacket, you end up with unique combinations that were never offered before. Not all of the frames or lenses ever released on a particular model are available, but it should please most of us. I would say that 80% of what was released is available. Things that are not available include collegiate colours and certain frames like black chrome or aluminium half jackets. I think that this program is awesome, as it lets you design your Oakleys in a way that was never available before, unless you bought two frames and swapped them, but even then it might not have been enough. There's a lot of options in BTO, and the flash features on Oakley.com helps to visualise everything. For some reason, that flash feature is not present for the racing jacket, and also to be noted is the many more options listed in the O-Review under the BTO link. If you're not sure about a certain frame or lens, try and find a real photo of it in places such as eBay, members galleries, or in person. Sometimes official Oakley shots are a little bit different to what the actual frame or lens looks like in person. Innovation like the BTO program, I think, will help the casual buyer who's looking for only one pair, as well as people who might not have been sure about buying a particular frame because of the price. Building something that you like is fun. I can see people getting into paying something that they might not have gone for at first. And once they have one, they'll hopefully be bitten by the Oakley bug and start spending more on Oakley too. I know we all have. So, the main thing in common with the first three frames offered in the programme was that they were three sports-orientated models with a lot of choices already available for them. Now, recently released to BTO are Bottle Cap, Gas Can and Monster Dog. These three new models are starting with limited options at first to see how well they'll do. I hope they do well, because mostly darker frames and lenses that are released for it so far in these three models. In particular, the Monster Dog will have the option of ice for the first time, already available on the other two models, though in a limited release on the Gas Can. The lens and frames options are almost the same as with the regular release, with a few exceptions. For the Bottle Cap, the black chrome frame that was OPD only is now fully available, but not the OPD only plasma frame. New lens options include grey and titanium iridium polarised. At least now, G30 and titanium will be easier to get since they were previously only in OPD frames. For the Monster Dog, the great news is the tribal frame, that was at first a Japanese exclusive and then in some OPDs, will now be fully available. And there is the return of the stealth frame, as well as polished black, whiskey and tortoise. In Monster Dog lenses, G30 and ice are the only new choices, added to black, titanium, bronze, bronze polarised and black polarised. The best choices, I think, at least lens-wise, will be for the Thump 2 or Gas Can. Thump 2 is in the BTO programme, but the lenses are an extra unit you have to buy. For frames, the grape frame, which was OPD exclusive, is now an option, along with white, polished black, with a choice of chrome or gunmetal icon, matte black, brown tortoise, and root beer. It's the choices of lenses that are really great for Gas Can lovers. It just makes me jealous. Some of the choices are listed under BTO for Thump 2 and not under the Gas Can. I would tell you them all, since they're all the same lens and you can buy any one of them for either Gas Can or Thump 2. They are black, black gradient, bronze, grey, bronze polarised, black polarised, G30, TI clear, VR50 and high intensity yellow. So that covers the BTO programme pretty well up until now, and I heard that there were more cool things going to happen if the programme worked well. Perhaps frames or lenses available only through that programme? Who knows? It would sure be cool. Might even be a way for Oakley to try new wilder designs like Tribal and Grape and see how they sell before they make it to general release. I'm really excited about the BTO program. It's a great tool. Give it a try. It will be awesome for customs and spicing things up. O-Review. And just to say, you will be able to purchase the lenses available in the BTO program separately, i.e. without the frame, but you can't purchase just the frames, okay? So it's either a full set of glasses or the lenses. Okay, now it's time for a nice little feature that will happen every month in O-Review podcast. It is Retro Region. And this month, Lee, O-Review name Bonaro, has kindly written an article on the grip era, 1975 to 1984. So basically, it shows the origins of the company we all know and love. O-Review. Okay, 1975, we had the Oakley grip. This grip was the one that started it all. It was originally designed for motocross and supercross. The grips had a tab on each end that was supposed to aid your leverage, but it just used to get in the way when you pull back the throttle. The Oakley grip had two versions. First gen had the original Oakley logo that used a knobby tyre as the letter O, and the second gen had the newer thermonuclear protection logo. 1978 was the Oakley grip 2. These grips had the same design tread as the original grips, only they had a more traditional look to them. They did away with the leverage tabs on the ends that only seemed to get in the way every time you crank the throttle, so traction in 360 degrees was aided further. They were made out of the same rubber compound as the original grips, unobtainium 49. They were also later re-released with a different, softer unobtainium compound called unobtainium 45. In 1980, two grips were released, first one being 3. These look like ski pole grips and were released about the same time as the 0.5s made out of slightly different stiffer rubber compound, unobtainium 52. There were many copies of the Grip 3, Cobra grips being the worst offenders. They were an acquired taste and you either loved them or hated them, but they stood out a mile and made a real statement in whatever colour they were in. Second grip of 1980 was 0.5. The 0.5s were released about the same time as the 3s and were made from a very, very soft unobtainium 45. They look very similar to Grip 2, only with imprinted octopus tread pattern that allowed traction in 360 degrees. As with the Grip 3, the 0.5 grip came in a clear plastic bag. 1981 saw the F1 grip system. The F1 grips were the first to have a two-piece construction, with a softer unobtainium 49 sleeve peppered with holes so that the harder unobtainium 60 tread underneath could be seen and felt. Once again, these were copied many times by other manufacturers, but their rubber compounds were just rock hard. 1982 saw the B1B guidance system grip. This and the F1 both had sleeves and were two-piece grips. They were also the first grips to come with donuts as standard. The B1Bs were very cool, less chunky than F1, with a sleeve that had similar octopus tread like the original Oakley grip had. 1983, the B2 guidance system. The B2s were the grips that went back to the single-piece unobtainium design, made from unobtainium 49. What was cool about these grips is that you see how they progressed as they grew, and yet they played off the old-style designs, almost as if they were being retro before retro was a thought. They also came with donuts as standard. 1984 saw the release of the O-Wing. This was the last grip that Oakley ever made. They had the same type of tread as earlier F1 grips had, only without the sleeve. Firstly, they came out in the standard colours, blue, yellow, red, black and white. And then they came out in neon colours or freestyle colours, green, purple, yellow, pink and orange. The O-Wing did not come in a box. They came with a grey plastic clip with an Oakley logo to hold them together. The other interesting thing about these grips is that they went back to the single piece unobtainium design. They also came with donuts as standard. The O-Wing seemed to be considered by Oakley as a flagship grip. I wonder if going back to a single compound with no sleeves was a cost-cutting measure, as was the grey plastic clip instead of a box. My closing thought is that I love them all, but the trouble was, as with all the grips, the unobtainium deteriorated rather rapidly, hence the reason they are so rare. Most rock-hard grips would often outlive the bike, yet every pair of Oakleys found on old-school BMXs will always be trash or goo. It tells you something. Back in the day, you needed a set every month if you rode hard, as they peel apart just by looking at them. I do remember that you can check out the photos of all those grips in the articles section of o-review.com. Okay, that is just about it for this month's podcast. But before we go, remember, if you've got any queries, comments or feedback on today's podcast, then do check out the discussion forum thread at o-review.com. We'll have a special thread there just for the discussion on the podcast. And if you'd like to contribute to the podcast in the future, then that is also the place for you. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you're not a member of the O-Review and you've liked what you've heard today, then join up, see what we've got to offer. Great little site there. Otherwise, people, I will see you next month. Have a great one. Bye-bye.